Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for Mind Shock with Dr. Ron Dalrymple. The premier podcast in the world, bringing you hidden truths about your mind's incredible powers. Get ready to free your mind.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. We've got a really fascinating show for you, talking about the higher powers of mind and how you can actually access them yourself. We've been talking about this for some time now, starting with the concept of how does a genius form? How does a person become a genius? Are you just born with it? Is it DNA? Do you go through a lot of training and learning? As a polymath, as we've talked about, well, yes, that's part of it. So someone might have an innate ability, but they must train themselves and study fields very intensively to activate higher levels of thought. Now, we talked also about there's a correlation between moods and higher levels of thought, higher IQ, and so forth. Many geniuses in history we've talked about have had massive mood swings and various mood disorders, such as depression, mania, or manic depression, or dysthymia. That's a lesser degree of depression, or cyclothymia, that's a lesser degree of bipolar, which means mood variation but to a lesser degree, and less amplitude, lasting less period of time. So it's always sinusoidal type variations, or like waveforms, but the waves at the beach. So they come and go, their ups and downs and whatnot, at varying lengths of time, and varying intensity, and varying amplitude, right? So why do people of high IQ have these mood variations? Well, for one thing, they live in a world where they often are very much alone because very few people understand them or can communicate with them at their level. Well, these folks also, we find, have been abused in childhood in various ways, such as Newton, right? Also Bacon, went through a lot of abuse and so forth, and yet they still evolved into these great mental powers. So there's a way that pushing the rise above these mood variations. Now, so the correlation between moods or mood disorders and creativity need not be pathological. In fact, there can be correlation between mood variations and higher states of mind, which are actually very positive. So highly creative people, for example, can be in the zone. What's known as the zone now in athletics, of course. Somebody's a great athlete, they get on the field and they play really great. Some games, other games, not so good. Because when you play great, it's more like they're in the zone. They feel good, they're relaxed, they're positive, they're on top of their game, they study the other team, they got a great football game, they analyze all the moves, the opposing quarterback and ends and whatnot, and understand the plays, the other side and their side, so they can think ahead. So he gives the game, they love it. I knew a guy who played for a big college team, and he was a big star one time, he became a really famous coach, and he was telling me that he got out there and played, This big school, there's like, 100,000 people watching. I said, well, you ever get nervous? He said, no, not at all. I just love the game. I got into it. I love it. So he turned the anxiety into intense excitement and enjoyment of it. So you turn it around and enjoy it. That's the way to deal with anxiety in some cases. So when someone's in the zone, they're often playing at the highest possible level. So a high-energy state where people can create vast work in a short period of time also occurs. Some highly creative writers, musicians, and whatnot, and artists, poets, at times get into a state of mind, you can write, say, a whole book in a week, or even a couple of days, because it just pours out of them. And remember Évariste Galois we talked about, a very famous mathematician in France who died at the age of 20, getting some kind of a dispute with a woman and some other guy, and was challenged to a duel. So Unfortunately, he kept the duel. There's times he had to do that for his honor and the belief system of the time. And the night before the duel, he knew he was going to die. He had a premonition he's not going to survive. So he's up all night long proving theorems. He made great contributions to the world of mathematics. At such a young age, he was under great pressure to produce his last chance to get his creative work done. So it poured out of him. Now, others have disputed the story. It's not quite accurate that wasn't that productive. That could be disputed back and forth, debated. In any case, he did knock out some theorems that night. So the pressure of it, imagine the anxiety he must have felt, drove him to do what he could. And I talked about Francis Bacon also, who wrote brilliant plays, writing as Shakespeare, one of many sources. He also wrote a play within the plays, telling his life story. This is a really amazing thing. He wrote this entire number of folios, it was 36, 38, whatever, plays and whatnot, and he had another play written within, telling his life story and so forth. In fact, he was the unacknowledged firstborn son of Elizabeth I and whatnot, what he went through as a child and so forth. He had to keep his life secret. He did, but he also revealed it. And it was discovered many years later by people analyzing the folios. In any case, think of a metaphor here. What happens, thinking of these really highly creative people, if you apply a much higher voltage to a circuit that has various faults in it? Now, some of you probably know electronics, electricity, and so forth. If you apply a higher voltage to a circuit, which has various faults in it, what might happen to that circuit? It might go haywire or blow up or fry out. Like at times you might have an overload in your home, for example, which blows a fuse. There's too much energy coming in. Too much voltage comes in, so it blows out a fuse, and the fuse blows to prevent a fire, right? Electrical fire. Too much energy coming through. So what happens to mind suddenly opens to a much higher energy level when it can't handle it. Think of the metaphor here. We talk about the mind being energy. So as the mind opens up to a much higher set of frequencies and energy load, which it can't handle, because various thoughts, emotions, and fixations within are distorted and block the energy and cause much more resistance. Now remember, voltage as compared to amperage and resistance. Okay, voltage is a measure of the pressure that allows electrons to flow through a system. So it's like water pressure. So voltage is like water pressure. Okay, it's a pressure pushing electrons along a wire through a system. Amperage is a measure of the volume of electrons, or the parallel to the measure of volume of water going through, say, a pipe. So voltage is the pressure, amperage is the amount of water, or in this case, electrons, flowing through a system. Now, Ohm's law, that's OHM, possibly as Ohm's law, says voltage equals current, or amps, times resistance. So voltage is a function of that pressure, right? Pressure pushing along, or in this case, the current flowing, times resistance. So you have a certain level of current being blocked by resistance. So what if resistance is really great? What if a voltage of energy flows down from the higher mind, we've talked about, to the ego mind? The ego mind being the mind focused on the physical world, three-dimensional, controlled by the low emotions, like desire, fear, anger, which is where most people reside. It's where most people live. I'm a psychologist now for many decades. I've seen tens of thousands of people helping their issues, and they generally get fixated on these lower emotions. They get stuck with which belief systems of thought are tied into and held in place by lower emotions, fear, anxiety, guilt, and so forth, depression. They're held in place, so this causes resistance. So it blocks out the higher mind energy from flowing down into the everyday mind. It makes resistance of various thought, emotion, fixations. Right? Think about thoughts and emotions bond together and cause a fixation. These are false beliefs held in place by the fixated emotions. So false beliefs, fixated emotions, cause these crystals, as it were, to form, these blotches in the mind to block higher levels of energy. The energy flow hits crystals, in a sense, to send the energy in chaotic directions. We'll talk also in our various works, such as Quantum Field Psychology, and the books on this issue, and our film, The Endless Question, that we are radiant beings. Further research in this topic I've come across since then verifies that, and also explains that the energy we project is luminous light, form of luminous light energy. Your thoughts and your emotions you project all the time, you're getting off from your being luminous light of various colors and various frequencies. And that may sound like a weird thing, but we're energy beings. We are functioning at all times, and it's flowing through us and through us, right? Flows into us and through us, and we create the energy it projects from us. So higher levels come into us, in other words, from the higher mind, right? Higher self. And we then will qualify or misqualify the energy. So what we project out then is a function of how we rearrange it by our fixations, by our resistance, by our blockage, by our beliefs. So it's formed up thought, emotion, fixations long held within. Now, most of these form within a person by the age of 5. So think about this. By the age of 5, you know, we talked about how the mind forms that, first off, you develop your self-image and self-esteem. Self-image is how you see yourself. Self-esteem, how you feel about yourself. That's the first thing that forms. That's the nucleus of the mind of the evolving child born into this world. The next level of forms is trust versus mistrust. Either you trust the world or you don't. You trust yourself or you don't, based on your experience. So if a child cries, needs to be fed or changed or whatever, or held or rocked, and gets no response, the child, of course, is frustrated or fear and anxiety. They cry harder. They cry longer. If no help comes, you can imagine the effect on the evolving child. So a child getting lots of love, unconditional love from all the adults around them and so forth, and older children, helps the child immensely feel more secure, feel more relaxed. They feel like they can trust the world around them. They also learn to hopefully trust themselves eventually, because they control, in a sense, what happens, whether they're attractive to them or not, their help or not. That's the next level of forms. After self-esteem, self-image, you trust versus mistrust, then comes control versus discontrol. You can control your world or not. So it also plays into, do you trust the world or not? Do you trust yourself or not? Beyond that forms the ego by the age of 5. The ego forms, that often is the basis and the foundation of a person's personality. We talk about personality disorders, there's 11 types. It's been changed by DSM, our classification system of use of mental health. But I would still say there's 11 religion from Milan's work, which is really a classic work on this. In any case, these are various fixations of form or in childhood, which then cause a person lots of problems throughout life. In any case, whatever formations we create, we are projecting rays of light from us in all directions. Again, my symbols are, but if you're an energy system, an energy being, energy flows into you kind of like a light bulb, and you project from you various frequencies of light. It's a function of how you think and feel. Rays of many different frequencies are projected from you and colors. So we project energy all the time, and a little aware of it. When you think of someone else, for example, you're projecting energy towards that person. You're projecting that luminous light substance, a living entity, living substance from your being, your creative being of a higher nature, towards other people, towards the world around you. Now, at times I give talks to various groups and we talk about the fact that we have a divine connection inside us, which I firmly believe we do. Many sources confirm this, and confirm it in a very, very powerful and convincing way. By explaining how the system works, a world energy system or not, the history of it, becomes a very, very convincing set of arguments. Jim, you might read the I Am series by the St. Germain Foundation we talked about. Read the I Am series for very, very powerful information about this. In case research at MIT's Rensselaer Institute in CERN, Switzerland also showed that we are biomimetic beings. We give up energy at all times. Now, the Earth also has a very powerful geomagnetic field. It gives up energy constantly. All living entities give up energy. Plants, animals all give up energy, right? They're all energy systems. And research has found, believe it or not, that there is a human magnetic sense, an underlying quantum mechanical magnetoreception mechanism. In other words, we are electromagnetic beings ourselves. Well, thoughts being electrical component we proposed in quantum field psychology 20 years ago, 2004. First formulated back in 1978. This is the insights I had back in 1969. In any case, being confirmed by British research, we are energy beings. We are biomimetic beings. We are magnetoreception mechanisms. So we project energy and we receive it. In other words, can also sense our orientation of direction, just like animals do. Humans have the same capability once you learn how to tap into them. Now, various people, especially in different cultures around the world, have proven this. There's a story about a lady down under who lived with Aborigines for a while and learned this art herself, tuning into that inner self and direction finding, getting the ability to find water and food every day. So they travel about the outback. Whoever's the leader must find them food and water every day for them to survive, and they find it. How do they do that? That inner sense of direction, which animals have as well. So what it means is that we have around us and within us energy fields, which are very little understood. We're just now in the forefront of discovering what these all mean, how they all tie together. The vast, vast majority of our nature as human beings is still not known. We might know 1 billionth of 1 quadrillionth of 1 quintillionth of 1% of what there is to learn about who those energy beings. Yet that much. And probably not that much. We know so much less than we presume because of our egos, that there's so much more to discover. And what we need to discover are these true secrets of who we are, because that will totally change the world and bring peace to the world at last, because it's the lower mind, the ego, which is so destructive. People fight each other over egos and money and power and nonsense. They end up destroying themselves and so many others as a result. So resistance and reception of the higher thoughts is created by a person who has our fears, anxieties, depression, guilt, with lower emotions. Right? These are learned in the physical world, in the social world, from childhood abuse and neglect, influenced by family and friends and school systems. We're often taught the wrong things in those systems, often by ignorance, sometimes by intention. Right? Talked about that before. This resistance must be dissolved by each person. This is the intent of psychotherapy, at least what we do it. That is to help the person resolve the fixations they have within. Whatever lower emotions are stuck, even stuck in life, we help them overcome and resolve. Get beyond that point in life. Let them go forward in life and create the life they want. A life of wealth, success, happiness, well-being, creativity, powerful social relationships, and so forth. It's possible for all people, but it takes some training, it takes some work to do this. So it requires, first off, relaxation and courage to face the demons within. So we often start with relaxation there. It teaches you to relax, to deeply, profoundly relax, because once you can relax the mind and body, you can receive these much higher impressions. Your anxieties and fears are activated, often work through the solar plexus, and through the heart, and through the entire body, but the solar plexus itself is a very, very powerful magnetic field. It must be subdued and quelled. Made to relax and be calm and at peace at all times. People feel anxiety while they focus through as solar plexus. So deep relaxation, one type is called Jacobian deep muscle relaxation, to help the person relax and stay calm. Deeper levels can take into hypnosis. That can be used also in surgery. It was used in surgery many times before it came, you know, with aesthetics and so forth. I've seen it used with individuals going through surgery. They induced hypnosis, and they felt no pain and spoke to the surgeon who's operating upon them. They were lying there licking the table, but in hypnotic state. Fully aware of what was going on, but feeling no pain. They turned off the pain signal, which you can do. The conscious mind can do many things which are little understood. We have great powers which are little understood. And they've been blocked from us by various more devious forces over the centuries and millennia. In any case, relaxation is the first step, very often, making great progress in psychotherapy and life in general. It takes work sometimes to do to master this, but it's not that difficult, right? Once you're deeply relaxed, you can address those fixations we talked about, understand where they came from historically in the lives, and remove them, replace them with very positive thoughts and relaxation instead, a sense of well-being, by changing your self-esteem to a much higher level. And your self-image being very positive, but also being humble. When you have profound self-esteem, profound self-image, and be humble, it keeps you in balance. If you're not humble, then you're out of control. Become more narcissistic. If you don't have high self-esteem, you might be more depressed, more full of anxiety, and so forth. If you have a negative self-image, you can put ourselves down, be subject to attacks from other people as well, to be attracted to us. So, positive self-esteem, positive self-image, relaxation, right? So, Once the fixations are removed more, then we can then concentrate our energy more powerfully. So concentration is the next big step after relaxation. Concentration is very powerful as well. We're going to concentrate your mind because think about this. If you take seven lenses, put them into a telescope or a microscope, right? You see much greater power of observation. So in a telescope, you see deep into space because these different lenses amplify the light rays, the signals, so you see much further in space, see much greater detail of the moon, of Mars, of whatever you're trying to look at. Now the microscope, same effect, but looking at a much more minute level, you see the tiny mechanisms of matter and nature and so forth. At some point, we're going to be able to see far more clearly the energy fields that surround and subsume all of matter. That's where many great secrets lie, to be discovered, the energy fields that create and are the substance of matter. And all matter and energy are interchangeable, right? Going back to quantum physics and so forth, Einstein's law, given C squared. So matter and energy are very connected, they interchange back and forth. So energy and matter need to create and destroy it. So they change form. In case the powers of concentration are great in terms of learning to focus your energy. The mind is energy, as we believe it is. The powers of concentration are the next big step forward. And folks talking today, like Ryan Dalrymple, Mind Shock, about the powers of the mind. How you can activate your own inner powers. That's what our work is all about. Our books and films are all about this. Helping people discover this, understand this. You are far greater than you think. You're capable of far more than you believe. You create in life things that in the past you have thought absolutely impossible. In any case, if you get more off here, folks, we're working on sponsors. We'll be right back. Come back. We have a lot more coming.
This show is brought to you by BarkBox, free box to all listeners of Mind Shock. Go to BarkBox.com/MindShock. Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything. And once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Paradise Found 2015 is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015. At Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind toward success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. Talking to me about the powers of the mind. How you can activate your inner powers of creativity and perhaps even genius. The idea that we all have these powers within us, which can be accessed and developed. In case we talked about before, relaxation, profoundly important. Allow higher thoughts and energy to flow into your system. Also so they are not diverted and blocked by anxiety, fear, guilt, depression, and so forth. Next, we're talking about concentration. Once you can relax, you then concentrate your thoughts very powerfully. Energy must be concentrated to produce great effects. So your powers of thought to be effective must be able to concentrate. So, for example, if you're in, say, a classroom listening to the instructor, you must be able to concentrate closely, hear what they're saying, make the most sense out of it, and to take away his lessons and to remember them very clearly. Reading a book, you want to concentrate as well and use your imagination as well to imagine the world the writer's creating for you. Talking to other people, you want to concentrate on what they're saying. Like as a therapist, for example, we talk to people. We listen upon 20 or 50 or 100 levels. Most folks don't understand that, but we learn that over time. You don't just listen to the words being said, but you're also seeing and hearing the feelings underneath, the emotions, what that person is thinking about, what they went through, what they experienced, how they develop these thoughts and emotions, where they're at now in life. So we're thinking and feeling and perceiving and creating and imagining on many levels. It's something you acquire over time. That's also using creativity, creating a new book or a screenplay or a song or art form or whatever. You're often also thinking up on many different levels and tapping into inner resources within. If your power is supposed to be effective, you must be able to concentrate. Concentration is a huge key to that type of progress. Once you can concentrate, you can tap into and use your higher mental powers. Remember this. Where attention goes, where energy flows. This came out a number of years ago, the law of attraction and whatnot. It's been known throughout history. These are not new ideas. These go back many thousands of years. I see the ancient mystery schools in Egypt, Greece, India, and Ireland. These concepts were taught thousands of years ago to people and well documented. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. There are many exercises which help us improve this, right? Now, we covered the fact before that many of the greats in history had great powers of concentration, right? Again, Bacon talked about conferring with his muse, which meant his higher power. Consult his muse, his higher mind. He would go into a deep state of relaxation, concentrate upon his higher sense of self, and call upon it to guide him in his writing. His brilliant ideas put forth in the Shakespearean plays he wrote, his other works also, when he created the scientific method, *De Novum Organum* or *New Organism*, 1620, his other works, right, were very great influence upon the world. So he's a little known figure because he was hidden from history. By his mother, Elizabeth I, didn't want the world to know he was her son. She claimed to be the Virgin Queen. That was her cover story. Because if she told the world she was married to Robert Dudley, whom she married 4 months before Francis was born, the court would have forced her to give up the throne, and she wasn't about to do that. So if she totally suppressed and walked all over Francis instead, it would have been Francis I in 1603 when she died, but instead it went on to James the Sixth of Scotland, became James I of England. History went in a very different direction. Not a good one. In any case, you consult with his muse, his higher power. If he was in a deep state of concentration, it might last for days, weeks, months. You go in and out of it to pull down the idea to create these brilliant screenplays. He also had help, a team of writers, who also translated great works of the world in those days from Greek and Latin into English. And you could Gutenberg Press, developed in 1445, used by his great father, Henry VIII, very successfully. Use that press to disseminate these ideas throughout the world. Part of that, these great ideas were kept, like the Bible, for example, was kept only under control of the churches, right? They controlled the people. Well, he produced the King James Version, right? For King James, in order to, you know, make friends with the king, so he wouldn't be killed, because the king knew who he was. They knew he was the true, the character to be of the throne, which James took by manipulations of various family members who opposed Francis. In any case, he created a King James Version of the Bible where there's much symbolism and imagery and irony put into it, which are very similar to the Shakespearean plays. While he's creating new books and screenplays, writing Shakespeare, he's tapping into his higher powers. He talked also about Francis Newton, who would concentrate, I'm sorry, Isaac Newton, who would concentrate on a leaf, or concentrate for hours on end. He stirred a leaf so he knew how it worked. Imagine how the fluids flowed through it, how it growed, and so forth. How sunlight would act upon it, stimulate the cells. He also self-isolate and work on creative projects for months at a time. He also had some psychological issues of depression, low self-esteem, negative self-image, and so forth, which came from his childhood. We talked about he was rejected in childhood by his mother. So Eric Clapton was rejected by his mother. He had another great genius who was stepped on emotionally and psychologically, who turned within to evolve his higher creative powers to bring it to the world. It's very interesting. And these folks self-isolate and tap into his inner emotions, which can lead to these great, powerful, creative ideas, which can help transform the world. In any case, another great chess master, great genius, was Bobby Fischer, U.S. chess champion. At 14 years old, he won the U.S. Open. He used to play speed chess with like 100 people at a time as a demonstration. You walk around the room with 100 different players, and he hits their board, you go boom, boom, make a move. The next board, make a move. He would beat 90 out of 100, and two might tie him. So it would be a draw. He had 98 wins and two draws from other international chess masters who were in the group. It's not supposed to beat him. In this case, this is from 14 years on, of course, he had a lot of issues, psychological issues. He played Spassky, psychological games with Spassky, Boris Spassky of Russia, until he freaked Spassky out, didn't show up once. He walked out one match. Now, normally when you walk out of a game like that, or a match, you've lost. He played 12 and a half points, and he actually beat Spassky by several points. Pretty amazing, because of superior play. He also changed his strategies on Spassky. He used to always play pawn to king 4, came in with pawn to queen 4. So 100 chess masters behind Spassky freaked out. They had prepared for that. Prepared all kinds of variations for pawn to king 4. So Fischer single-handedly knocked out the whole Russian league there with chess and defeated them. Because again, he's a brilliant guy. You concentrate, you play chess for hours, within like 4 hours straight, while playing loud rock music, which he found to be very concentrating and very relaxing. The music made his emotions energized and focus. So again, relaxation, then concentration are very, very powerful in order to tap into those higher powers. Relaxation, pardon me folks, relaxation, concentration. Then we want to talk about identification. Next step, the third step. We'll have a new book I'm working on. I can tell you all the parts. These are first ones. Identification is another great key to accessing the higher powers. Identification. So identify with the higher power. Understand you are tied to that higher power. You connect to that higher power. You open up the avenues, the higher power, to connect with you and pour energy into your system. We talked before about how self-esteem and self-image are the nucleus of the mind. These are often distorted by the abuse and neglect of personal experiences in life. Folks, we'll be back to this in a minute. We have more words from our sponsors. Talking today about the two powers of the mind and how to tap into them, which is so important, folks, in the world to do today because of the state the world is in. We all need folks to do this, to learn, to grow, to expand. Back in a moment, folks, we're working with our sponsors. That's Ron Dalrymple coming right back.
Here's a fun, stimulating program that can teach you how to develop your own powers of creation. It uses a three-part mind, stimulating approach to get you to develop your own creative thinking. It will help you create a powerful self-image and helps you see how you can take creative action. You'll develop your thinking power and your skills, and you can do this in 8 days. Get Dr. Ron Dalrymple's book, 8 Days to Creative Power, on Amazon.com. Overcome your problems with the step-by-step guide. So get 8 Days to Creative Power on Amazon.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple and Mind Shock, talking about the true powers of the mind. I've been a psychologist for a long time, folks, many decades. I studied this from frontwards, backwards, upwards, inside out, all the theories of psychology as a polymath. So this years ago. I taught college and whatnot, written books about different aspects of the mind and so forth. Other books like The Inner Manager, 8 Days to Creative Power, Quantum Field Psychology. The number of books, we have many more books in production right now, as well as screenplays. In any case, I think combine those with quantum physics, topological mathematics, and calculus to come up with the book Quantum Field Psychology, a whole new theory of the mind based on the idea that the mind is energy, which transcends the physical brain. And we show in the book, it makes perfect sense scientifically, and it can be explained as a theory. So for those of you with a strong scientific background, math, physics, engineering, whatever, medical doctors, some mental health people, there are a lot of folks there that don't like math, physics, but it's a whole new theory which integrates all the prior theories together in a higher level paradigm. In any case, we're talking about how the nucleus of the mind, self-esteem, self-image, I discovered this from working with thousands of people over the years, that was really one of the great keys. For many folks, these are distorted by the abuse and neglect a person has experienced in life. So that throws them way off. So once these sort of lenses are removed, as it were, these crystallizations are removed, the higher energy can flow through from the higher level down to the ego mind and radiate from there to help the person create amazing things in their lives. But you have this vast creativity waiting for you. You have like this huge nuclear reactor floating above your head, in a sense, above your mind, which you can tap into. In fact, it's far greater than that. It's an energy source of the entire universe you can tap into, understand and see things, and this has been shown by many people. When you do a deep state of mind, relaxation or hypnosis, whatever it might have been, and tap into some new ideas and discoveries which are astounding, once they can access them, the key is access. The blockage comes from the ego mind. The ego mind must also prepare for this shift, this identification with higher powers, by raising its frequencies to higher levels, right? This is about the ego mind identifying itself with the higher power, not the external world. This is one of the great keys. Realize you live in the external world, live in the physical world, inside this physical body. But you are not the physical body. You're an energy being, in fact, a spiritual being, which we showed scientifically makes perfect sense, inside the physical body. Your mind, your powers, your creativity transcends the physical body. So it's not a big paradox between science and religion or spirituality anymore. The two always go together. They all blend together. Yeah, we are spiritual beings. It's a scientific demonstration, which you read in Quantum Field Psychology or a film, The Endless Question, it shows how this makes perfect sense. So in any case, the ego mind identifies with the higher power, not the external world, a big shift occurs. And the higher mind can then download, as it were, come in and occupy and become the ego mind. In other words, the ego mind disappears. And the person becomes one with the higher mind. The individual in the physical body, which are much more spiritually evolved, is called the ascension. they move into a much higher state of consciousness. Throughout history, many folks have done this. Many great avatars throughout history who have taught the higher laws have done precisely that. And they got their understanding of higher law through training the ancient mystery schools who have been back thousands of years, and by activating their energy of the body. When all the cells of the body are sped up in frequency, they're illuminated, as it were, increase the frequency of all the cells of your body by meditation, by concentration, by focusing upon pure divine love for all being in yourself, by having an attitude of forgiveness towards all people, love towards all people, and towards yourself in a humble way. That activates the energy. It raises the energy to frequencies, raises you up. There's more to it than that, but these are some of the key parts. It's relaxation, concentration, identification, and focusing upon pure divine love at all times for yourself and others, and truly spending your life trying to help other people. If all you do is try to make money for yourself and take over other people, control them, manipulate them, whatever, take advantage of them, no. On the wrong course. What you're doing there is creating for yourself circumstances which will come back upon you. You'll pay a huge karmic debt for what you do. Every thought, every emotion, every behavior, remember, leases self-luminous energy, projects it from you, which influences the world around you and other people as a function of how you qualify or misqualify that energy. So you are the one. You're the creator of your life. You're the master of your life, whether you realize it or not. So it's best to be aware of it. Wake up to this. Take control of it. Take charge of it. Start doing it in a very positive way, very powerful way to recreate yourself. Now, working in mental health is kind of a strange world because many folks in that area have not made these discoveries. They're working on it. They're working on different aspects of it. They're studying mental health for themselves and others. They haven't made these discoveries. And some of them are stuck in various places. We talked about personality disorders before. Certain ones are stuck in various aspects of that. They get fixated in narcissism or antisocial behavior or passive-aggressive or whatever, dependent personalities, whatever might be, borderlines are the most challenging. In case they get stuck in various states of mind, and they have a hard time working their way out. But once they do work through all those different fixations and delusions, army folks, like Cole trying to come on here. In any case, once you work through all that stuff, it opens up and activates much higher sense of life, of well-being, of creativity, of potential. Part of that, of course, is positive expectation. Because remember, what you think about, what you feel, is what you're projecting. It's what you're making manifest in your life. Talk about manifestation. Well, it takes not just commanding for something, expecting it to happen. You must put yourself in a high-energy state, positive state as best you can, and stay there as best you can all the time. That's not easy to do. You just shift out of it. But the more you can do so, then things you want to make happen will happen. Because the energy flows out at a very high frequency. The high frequency is much more powerful. Now, the highest frequencies develop on a pure divine love. That means unselfish love for all beings. So you project that all the time to all people, all situations around you. Project it all the time. This is for experiment. For the next 30 days, try projecting only pure divine love at all times towards all people you know, all situations. Don't curse other traffic. Don't curse other people. Don't curse politicians. Don't curse Congress. That's a challenge. Don't curse anybody. Keep your thoughts and emotions at the very highest possible level at all times. Don't indulge lower emotions. Once you do, they'll take over your system. Because negative thoughts, negative feelings, act like a very powerful virus, right? Kind of like the COVID-19 of emotions and beliefs. We don't want to go there, right? Very destructive. Our secret thoughts and emotions as positive, the high level as you possibly can. It sounds very simple. It's not easy to do. But the old emotions keep raising their heads at times you don't want them to, right? Something happens, they push your buttons, you get off course, you get upset, you get depressed, right? You get negative thoughts. Well, you do is use mindfulness to be aware of when negative thoughts or emotions try to pop in. You say, nope, not going to go there. You replace the negative thought with 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 positive thoughts. Replace the negative emotions with, again, 5 or 10 positive emotions, or just focus on joy, harmony, love instead. Keep your emotions there. Your energy feels high. You will create amazing things in life. Folks, today, we'd like to round down on Mind Shock. There are more coming. But the power of thoughts and emotions and creativity you have inside of you. Be right back with my sponsors.
Paradise Found, 2015, is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity. Things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Quantum Field Psychology, Second Edition, is an astounding book on the new theory of mind. It is the first unified field theory that incorporates the influence of the mind and emotion on physical reality, the universe, and even other minds. It actually integrates all modern psychology with quantum physics, mathematics, Western and Eastern spiritual beliefs. It's the true bridge between science and spirituality. Get your copy of Quantum Field Psychology, Second Edition, by Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Amazon.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple and Mind Shock, talking today about the true powers of the mind. They are amazing, and it's a great blessing. It's so good to know we all have inside of us, not just the agents of life, but higher powers and higher abilities than we ever dreamed possible. The true answer to life is so great and so wonderful, most folks don't know it, but once they discover it, they're transformed forever. They stop being fearful. Stopping for worries and whatnot, and depression and guilt and anxiety and whatever, and conflicts with other people, which we project onto other people, because we're in delusions and whatnot. Once you discover the fact, you have inside you this vastly powerful energy field with which you can create amazing things in life, your life's totally changed. If you don't believe it, read some of our books. Read Quantum Field Psychology, the book on Amazon.com. Check it out. That's the theory. A mind-blowing theory, which scares a lot of people. It contradicts their theories and their egos, and they don't want to hear it. You can imagine a lot of the so-called experts out there are afraid of a whole new set of ideas. It's also in the film, The Endless Question, we produced a number of years ago. It's also on Amazon Prime. Check that out. Here our documentary explains it, makes it more easy, we hope. We have a whole new series of books coming out after this as well. Also, a screenplays and turn into novels. We support these and other ideas. We help get these ideas out through the world. But the answer is so powerful and so great, so astounding, it will transform your life forever. Being stuck in the ego mind is not where we want to be. That's where the frustration of self-defeat and negativity. That's the patients we see in psychotherapy. We have to help them, of course, work through that, discover their true potential, which is a vast, vast energy existence. We see various people in life who created, think of this, you know, we're very happy. We're very buoyant. Why? Because they maintain a joyful state of mind and emotion. They stay harmonious. They stay positive. I know, for example, a very famous musician, a friend of mine, who is a very brilliant guy. He's always there because he knows the power of rhythm, the power of music. He loves music. His thoughts and emotions are always positive. He's a very spiritual person also. Keeps growing spiritually throughout life, things he's accomplished and done. And because of his musical accomplishments, he's a very famous producer. He just maintains that state of mind, has since, you know, well, probably 40 years, but at least 40 years, maybe longer. But because of that, we all can do the same thing. We all can maintain positive thoughts and positive emotions, balanced emotions. It just takes work and concentration, knowing it has to be done. What we don't want to do is indulge in petty gossip and backstabbing other people, which goes on all the time. Various mental health institutions, you'd be amazed what goes on behind the scenes. All the backstabbing, all the scheming, all the conniving, all the nonsense created by various personality disorders who haven't worked through their stuff yet, can't even see it yet, and refuse to see it because it's too frightening. We don't want to go there. We don't want to go into negativity and those types of self-destructive thoughts, but keep your thoughts high, higher level, positive, help other people. When you're attacked by other people, stay calm. Remember, relaxation, right? Relaxation. Concentrate upon the inner lights within you, the inner powers. Concentrate upon those, not the external world. The power is not there. The power is inside you. It's like having inside you this vast nuclear reactor, which is extremely powerful and overcomes virtually everything in the outside world, but you're threatened by a little gust of wind and a twig flying through the air or whatever. The petty stuff of the outside world threatens us when, in fact, we have inside us an incredible nuclear reactor of divine nature, which you can accomplish great things in life and you evolve to a higher state of mind. Now, all of us here are working on this. Doesn't mean we're there yet. We're working on it. We make mistakes along the way. We keep doing better and better, working towards those higher goals. When we do so, your life works for you in amazing ways. Amazing things happen. You think about something and it happens, right? When you're in the right state of mind. Not in the right state of mind. Whatever you think about, you're probably making it happen too, but it's a negative thing and I can see this clearly. We create our own chaos. We create our own success or failure. We're the orchestrators of our lives. We are the artists of our lives. We can realize that and do great things with it or not. And many folks are waking up to these ideas now worldwide, which is really great. So we're talking to folks all over the world with this show in about 180 countries, something like that, and even platforms. We want folks all over the world to understand there's greatness inside you, greatness inside everybody. All you have to do is tap into that greatness. Some of these concepts, the books we talked about, the films we talked about, also the I Am series by Saint Germain, very, very powerful work. Don't forget those. If you're interested in these ideas, these concepts, you want to evolve your state of mind, study those works. They're very powerful. I hope we get talks in the public about these issues, and you get on blank stares sometimes. A lot of folks don't want to hear this. It contradicts their earlier training, right? Churches don't want you to know this. They don't want you to know the power inside of you. They want you to think it's inside their walls. They got the power. Well, no, I'm sorry. It's inside all of us. We all have it. Governments don't want you to know this because they can't control you, right? They can't slave you to their will. Corporations don't want you to know this because they can't sell you the kind of stuff you don't need, right? You try to find happiness and you can get happiness to the external world. You only get happiness by tapping into, true happiness and true powerful happiness, a brilliant light. You tap into that light within you, right? That's where the true happiness is, inside of you. Once you understand, it's there, and you tap into it, you bring it forth in your life, and you live by these principles all the time. All the great avatars throughout history taught these same concepts. Christ, Moses, Buddha, Krishna, and throughout history, and many others, taught these very concepts to their people in different words, different concepts, different cultures, and so forth. They've been distorted that we have more religion fighting each other, turn nonsense. In fact, all the avatars taught the same information, just in different ways. Different rituals were formed, different customs were formed. Decided to create armies to kill each other is pure nonsense. And totally mistaken. In fact, the great power is inside all of us. All people have inside them. All people are your brothers and sisters of divine nature. They're all connected to you and to the higher power. Think about that. Every person on earth and animals and plants, we're all connected in various ways, energy fields, and to the higher power, right? We're all one. It's one system of energy. Remember, we look like we're different, separate from each other, but we're not. We're connected by energy fields. That luminous energy, the self-luminous energy which projects from you at all times, makes you all people around you. So, the next 30 days is an experiment. And dwell upon positive thoughts and only positive feelings. Dwell upon the power inside of you. Visualize great light around your heart and around your third eye, between your two eyes and your forehead. Those two energy centers are very powerful. Dwell upon suns of energy in both places. Be thankful for it. Send pure love towards those energy centers. Well, in fact, they're inside you trying to awaken more and more powerfully. As they do so, they'll awaken you in many ways that you will not believe. They give you a peace, a relaxation, understanding, which transcends comprehension. It's a peace profound, a great depth, because it's true. It's based on those higher powers, not based on the world of illusion around us. The world of illusion is to teach us our divine nature. The energy projects out, comes back to you in the form you project. That's to teach you the nature of the empty field of what we are. So what you project, you're creating, and to show us we have that creative power. So people often cuss God, no, my little horse world, well, we create them. We create the horse and world. We must change all that. And we do so as one group, as one powerful, as one source. So folks, check out these works we talked about. Go online. Just type in my name, Dr. Ron Dalrymple. A lot of books and films come up and interviews and whatnot. Talk show stuff we've done. Check those out and podcasts we've done. Think about the fact the great power is inside of you. You can tap into it and totally change your life and help all those around you. Everybody in your world will benefit as you elevate yourself to higher levels. Folks, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next time. God bless. Work on these principles and concepts. We must change this world to a much higher state while we still have the opportunity. Hang there, think super positive, and let the power inside of you. See you next time. Dr. Ron signing off.